Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivan, a communication instructor for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, Arnold is back in town, plus the Quarter Horse Congress and its impact on the Columbus economy. We begin this week's Call the Roll with the newest Columbus City Council member. He's Shannon Harden, joins us now on Call the Roll. Thanks for joining us, Council member.
Thank you for having me.
You gotten used to that yet?
People keep on saying it, so I believe it now.
Okay. What made you want to put your name into consideration for the vacant council seat?
Well, it started, I knew for a long time that I wanted to go into public service. I didn't know how, I didn't know where, I didn't know when, but I've known, you know, growing up on the south side of Columbus and seeing some of the challenges that we've gone through, that my neighborhood and my community has gone through, that I wanted to give back and to see if I could make our communities better. And so when the opportunity came up to apply, I threw my hat in the ring and was really excited that now it's not just about serving the South Side, but I have the opportunity to serve all of Columbus. And I think that's what was really exciting about this opportunity.
You have had a taste of how city government works, mm-hmm. working with Mayor Coleman. Describe your relationship with Mayor Coleman, what you did in his office, and how that will help you be a better council member.
Sure. I'm very grateful for the time that I had with Mayor Coleman. I consider him a mentor, and I really appreciate his support. But the neat thing about being in his office is that I was able to develop relationships with a whole host of folks and really get a large group of mentors, some of them being on council right now. Council President Ginther is someone that I've worked with in the past and had great have great respect for in his leadership. And so that time was good for me, and I think that will be well served while I'm on city council because I got to work in the neighborhoods. I got to work in the departments and really got a basic understanding of how the city operates, and I think that that will serve me and the citizens well, representing Columbus City Council.
27 years old right now.
Yes.
It may seem young, but as I was having a conversation with someone earlier this week, we now have council members that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. Mm. I mean, we have a broad range, just like Columbus, a broad range of viewpoints and experiences to draw on.
Right. And I think that that's the important part about it. I don't think that it's necessarily the age, but it's just the different experiences that we have had, all have had, and are bringing to the table now. I'm certainly proud to be a young professional and represent the young professional community, but I feel like I am also a representative of folks from my grandmother's generation who are starting to worry about things that are different than necessarily young professionals, but I get them. My mom is looking at retirement age and time, and I think that those are issues that we all can understand and we can all bring experience and insight to council.
What are some of the things you want to accomplish? Every community leader goes into their service with the idea of, I want to get this done or that done. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to think about what some of your goals may be?
Well, I'm very passionate about at-risk youth in Columbus. I'm very passionate about job development. One of the neat things that I've had opportunity to work on while I was with the city was the Create Columbus Commission, working with the young professionals and being around a table of 35 or so of some of the smartest folks my age, representing a very diverse set of careers and skill sets, hearing what they have in mind, some of the economic development ideas that they have, is something that I really am excited to be able to be more of a voice for. And so those are areas that I would like to focus on and conversations that I would like to have.
And you're also a product of Columbus City Schools.
Yes. Born and raised and bred in Columbus. I graduated in 2005 from Columbus Alternative High School, CAS, Go Pegasus. We didn't have a football team, so my home school for sports was Marion Franklin, and so I love Columbus City Schools. I can't wait to get back out there. I've had a few phone calls from some of my teachers over the last couple of days. It's been really exciting to talk to them.
You know, a lot of eyes are going to be on you because of your age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of young people are going to go, you know, maybe someday I can do that at that age.
Yeah. I think that's what last night I met a young man who is 18 years old and who is working part time as a catering assistant. And he came up to me and said, I want to be a public servant and I want to be on council one day. And I said, well, that's the first step, is saying it and believing it. You know, if you say it, I'll say it enough, it will happen. And so I'm understanding of the symbolic role that I will play being a young person on council. And I hope that folks are encouraged by that, and to see that, you know, public service does not start at a certain age. It's something that is inside of you. And if you have the passion for it, the dedication, and are willing to make the sacrifice, then you should certainly go for it. Certainly as working as my time as vice president of the Young Democrats, Franklin County Young Democrats, met a lot of young folks who are really interested, passionate, and are going to make great public servants.
You also bring a level of diversity to this council that we haven't seen in a few years, and you have been very open about who you are and where you're going.
Yeah, so I understand that I have a lot of hats that I represent. I am a young person. I am an African-American. I am openly gay. And all of these things have come together to make me who I am. And I'm no prouder of one of those segments than the other. They are all a part of my life experience and will and are just a part of me. And so I don't consider myself one of those things. I consider myself as part of the makeup of who I am. And so I'm very proud of to represent all of those things. But really, you know, I'm more than all of that. I'm just a kid from Columbus, a young guy from Columbus. And so that's the spirit that I look at my service, and that's who I represent is Columbus, and with just these added experiences that I bring to the table.
He's Shannon Harden. He is the newest Columbus City Council member visiting with us here on Call the Roll. Arnold is on the move. The statue of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the man who made bodybuilding cool in Columbus, the center of the fitness universe for a weekend every year, has been relocated from Vets Memorial to the Columbus Convention Center along High Street. It's a fitting tribute to a man and his expo that, in and of itself, brings some $40 million to the region during its three-day run. Here's Council President Ginther.
It's a great day here in Columbus. Anytime we can welcome Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, back to Columbus to say thank you for all that he has done for this community. The Arnold Sports Festival has helped to make Columbus a national destination for large conferences and competitions. And the great part and the great opportunity Arnold provided us is for us to show the country and the world that we can host large-scale events and that we can provide visitors with an unforgettable experience to make them keep coming back year after year. To Governor Schwarzenegger and the entire team of staff and volunteers who make the honor possible, I say thank you on behalf of Columbus City Council. Governor, this day is for you, and may this statue continue to inspire our entire community as it reminds us of how much a single person can achieve in a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an incredible honor for us to recognize Governor Schwarzenegger for all that he has done with the Arnold, but it's also important for us to recognize all that the governor did, particularly for the children of California, with a massive expansion of after-school programs, early childhood and preschool programs. Governor Schwarzenegger has made a huge impact, not just on California, but as a leader around the country. It is now my honor to introduce the President of the Franklin County Board of Commissioners, President Marilyn Brown.
Well, thank you all for being here today. Especially, I want to give my thanks to both governors, our mayor, Jim Lorimer, Experience Columbus. I know all of you have heard a lot about the economic impact of what the Arnold Classic and all of the events this brings to our region every year. But what you may not know, and what I bet nobody here knows, is what else this brings to our community every year. And I know because I'm a resident of just up the street. Governor Schwarzenegger, when your convention is here, when the Arnold Classic is here, one thing that I experience that probably everybody who lives in this neighborhood experiences is a little bit of extra quiet in the midst of the chaos and great excitement, because we get no cell phone service. It's kind of wonderful because we know it's extra crowded here. There's a jam up with every cell phone company, and that's okay because we kind of love it. Walking up and down the neighborhood streets during the classic, it's outstanding to see every restaurant is jam-packed, every hotel is jam-packed, and what that means to Franklin County residents is tax dollars coming back. We love that. We love what you bring to our region. And having the rededication of the statue here is just an example, and just the example that you are here with us every day, all year long. So we thank you for all you bring in to our region. And I know my colleague, Commissioner O'Grady, is here in the audience. And there he is, so let's give him a thank you, too, because I know he supports this. And we thank all of you who are involved in coming in for all the athletic events, the fitness events. You bring us extra health and well-being, and for that we thank you too. So with that, I would like very much to introduce my good friend and the leader of our great city, the best city in the nation, City of Columbus Mayor Michael B. Coleman.
Thanks, Madam President. Let me just tell you how important this is to the city of Columbus. The Arnold Classic has 50 events, more than 50 events, 18,000 athletes. Now let's do some comparison. The Olympics has 10,000 athletes, with just 36 events. Last year we had 175,000 people come to the city of Columbus because of this. And so there's going to be one more event. 51 events now. And that 51st event will be an arm wrestling match between Governor Kasich and Mike Coleman. Now, who's going to win that one? Wait a minute. All right, everybody got real quiet then. Governor Kasich has been a great supporter of this event and of the city of Columbus as well. And I saw Congressman Steve Stivers out there. We appreciate his help and work over the years. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a citizen of Columbus. In so many ways. He's brought more revenue, more people, more attention to our city than probably anything else. More hotel rooms. This hotel here we built because we wanted to see the expansion of the Arnold. And we're proud of him. I love this guy. He's a friend of mine and a friend of the city of Columbus. And Jim Lorimer. Jim, do not run for mayor. Because he's put this thing together every year and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Last thing, I know for a fact that the Arnold event, there's been recruits from around the world to take it out of Columbus. I know this. But Arnold Schwarzenegger has said no. We're going to keep the Arnold in the city of Columbus. In fact, we're going to see it grow and get bigger every year. That's loyalty. That's loyalty to the city of Columbus. And so last year it was 175,000. My prediction for this year, 200,000 people. That's what I expect. And you think about the fact that it was the Arnold and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Lorimer and so many others that have positioned this city to be competitive for the Democratic National Convention as well. Just the other day, I was asked by a Philadelphia newspaper, has Columbus had any big events? You better believe it. The Arnold Classic. And I told them 300,000 people just last year. And the governor's been helpful every step of the way on that. So again, Arnold, this is a great testimony of how we care about you and what you've done for us. You're our friend, and we want to memorialize that forever right here in front of our convention center. So ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the citizen of Columbus, the person that has helped take Columbus to a whole new level, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you very much, Mayor Coleman, for the wonderful introduction. And thank you also, Governor Kasich. Both of them are great friends of mine. Thank you for being here today for this great occasion. And thank you for your friendship. And thank you also for your great support always for the Arnold Classic. I also want to say thank you to Marilyn Brown for being here today and Andrew Ginther and Sally Bloomfield. And all the dignitaries that are here, the press, law enforcement, friends, fans, everybody, thank you very much. I can tell you one thing, that Apple had a motto, think different. And with that, they changed the world. And this is exactly what Jim Lorimer and I did. Jim Lorimer has been the greatest partner that anyone can ever dream of. But we started in 1976 with the Mr. Universe competition at Mr. Olympia, and we ran the Mr. International, Miss International, all those competitions. But we started thinking different, that bodybuilding is not just for those that are competing and standing up on that stage and flexing their muscles, but it is an activity that ought to be done by everybody. We wanted everyone to be included. And this is why we started with a fitness crusade. And we started broadening our competition. Instead of just having the Mr. Olympia, we started thinking different, said, let this be a fitness festival, a sports festival. Let's bring other sports on board. Let's bring the manufacturers in here and have an expo, have them display all of the goods and the merchandise. And then all of a sudden, this whole thing grew and grew and grew from 4,000 people, as you have heard Mayor Coleman talk about, to now almost 200,000 people. But I can tell you one thing, that this is not the end. We're going to continue growing because there's no place like Columbus, Ohio. We have the most extraordinary people here working on this competition. And this is why when Mayor Komen said that we are being asked all the time to move the competition, just like the Olympics moves around from continent to continent, and other sports competitions, soccer World Cup and all those things, they move around. Again, we think differently, because why would we move it here? Why do we want to fix something that is not broken? We have the greatest competition in the world right here in Columbus, Ohio, and this is why I promise you today, it has been here, it is here, and it always will be here in Columbus, Ohio. So I want to say thank you again to all of you for your participation. This would not be possible if we wouldn't have the thousands of volunteers that are helping us all the time, if it wouldn't be the mayor's office that would be 100% behind it, the fire department that is 100% behind it and is helping us, law enforcement is behind it, the business community, everyone is behind this. So it's a team effort. The only way you can win a basketball game or a football game is if the whole team works together 100%. And this is exactly what is happening here in Columbus, Ohio. So thank you, all of you, the great leaders here. Thank you, Jim Lorimer and Jean, his wife, because remember, you always need a great partner. Thank you all for the great work you're doing. And this sculpture here is not just a muscular person, or something that represents strength, but it represents also strength in ideas and strength in thinking different. This is what this is about. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Quarter Horse Congress is underway. The yearly event held at the Expo Center is known as the world's largest single-breed horse show, boasting more than 17,000 entries and housing nearly 6,000 registered American Quarter Horses during its three-week run. City Council President Ginther joined Columbus area leaders for a horse parade up High Street to mark the beginning of the event that has become its own economic engine for the region, netting some $180 million for the local economy.
What a great day for a parade. It's a great day to celebrate one of the largest and most successful events in Central Ohio. As the mayor mentioned, this is a huge event for this community and one that we as a city don't take for granted. And we're committed to making sure that this Congress, the leadership of this incredible event, have everything they need to continue to be successful for years and decades to come. Our community is proud to welcome the many families, horse owners, trainers, vendors, exhibitors, and spectators who participate in the Quarter Horse Congress. If you've never been to the trade show, which opens today, this is the year to go. You'll find more than 250 vendors selling everything from jewelry and furniture to the latest in Western apparel and horse products and equipment. We hope you'll enjoy all the experiences and attractions at the Quarter Horse Congress. Thank you for being here today to support this important event. We had the benefit and opportunity yesterday to unveil the Arnold Schwarzenegger statue at the Convention Center and celebrate all that Governor Schwarzenegger has done for the city of Columbus. So it's pretty special that the following day we get to celebrate and welcome probably one of the most important events to this community in any given year, and that is the Quarter Horse Congress. These types of events continue to put Columbus and Central Ohio on a national stage and help us build the case for a bigger and brighter future for this community to come. We're grateful to you for your commitment to Columbus, and it's my pleasure to introduce my partner, County Commissioner Paula Brooks.
Well, it's terrific to be here. Each year, you've heard that the Congress brings in $200 million in visitor spending throughout Central Ohio. And ladies in the room, shopping. You like the stuff? You like the bling? Shopping. It's so much fun. And there's also a great fashion show that's coming up. Kelly Diaz is here. And that fashion show features children who are recovering from cancer. They get get to spend a Saturday afternoon, October 18th, just having fun and showing off their great clothing and just this fun stuff that we're all doing today. They get to do that and forget for a moment about the circumstance they're in. So I hope you'll all come out to that. And you know, youth participation, like these young ladies here, it's so important that we know where our animals come from, how wonderful and gentle mare those horses were today, right? right, ladies? And there's so many youth activities at the Congress that we need everyone to come out, bring your families, and participate in that. And I hope that you'll tell your friends and family more about the Congress, about what it means to our American tradition, because the Congress stands for America, and we so appreciate the Congress being here in Central Ohio, and we want to make sure it's successful for years to come. So thank you very much for having me today, and I believe now we are going to hear from Cheryl Grossman and Senator Hughes.
Thank you, Commissioner. I am pleased that I was finally able to ride a horse in this parade today, and so very happy to welcome the Quarter Horse Congress here to Columbus again. You are wonderful partners with us, and I'm so grateful for the partnership, the participation, and certainly a whole nother venue that we give the residents of Central Ohio and even beyond that to enjoy. So congratulations for yet another good year, and looking forward to all the wonderful things happening this year. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I also want to thank the Congress for being here, but I also want to echo again what the mayor said in terms of the economic input this does for Central Ohio as well as the state. $188 million. I want to thank him personally for his leadership in terms of for being here, making sure the Congress stayed here, because there was a chance it wasn't going to do that. Now, your state friends, meaning Representative Grossman, Representative Coonsey, myself, and others in the Central Ohio delegation, we knew what this meant. That's why we fought and received $30 million for the Ohio State Fair Expo to have a new building, as well as an agriculture building, and to fix some of the leaky roofs. Because we're committed in the state here to keeping this here, just like the mayor is. We are a good partner with the mayor here. We want to keep it here. But the best thing you should remember is come out. It's a great Congress. My daughter used to wear one of those outfits when she was a little younger. I don't want to embarrass her because she's in college now, but she did a great job, say the least. But seriously, it's a lot of good fun and clean fun. So thank you for being here. Look forward to attending again.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL at columbus.gov. Don't forget to follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. And because of the Columbus Day holiday, Columbus City Council will be closed on Monday, October 13th. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.